Tim St. Laurent, the boys basketball coach at Manchester Essex High School, is with us. They are off to an 8-1 start this season. And Tim, welcome. Thanks for joining us here.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, Tim, the season so far, you look at the record, it looks very successful. So what have been some of the highlights for the Hornets so far this season?
Yeah, I think the main reason for the success this far is, you know, how much experience we have coming back. We had a nice tournament run last year where we went to the Elite Eight, and I'm bringing back most of the players that were there last year. And then we had one of our players got injured last year, Eddie Hiraeus, and he was with us the first half of the season, and he's back, and he's just he's a 6'6 big man that controls the game. Having him back with all the other players that were on that tournament team last year is just really, really leading to the success of the team. Really, I think the experience and the leadership that I have with my four seniors is just it's a great formula for success so far.
I want to follow up on those other players, but it sounds to me like if I were, you know, just psychologically, it's got to be like picking up a real great free agent to close out the year because you didn't have him at the end of last season. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean Eddie was absolutely dominant. He worked really, really hard in his rehab. We were lucky we had some depth to fill in for him last year, and we're still able to be successful. But now he's back, he's bigger, he's stronger, he's motivated, and he just creates havoc for any team playing against him. And then when you have the firepower that I have from the rest of my players, we're tough to match up against.
All right, Tim, tell me about some of those other players that are, you know, either the remaining starting five, and certainly go a few more deep if you'd like to, sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think you can start anywhere in naming the players. Patrick Cronin is a returning 2-year captain. He's playing at Wentworth next year. He's another guy with length, 6'6" big man, who can shoot it, can drive it. He defends for us really well. And then Brennan Twomley, who comes off a really successful, year with the football team, just another tremendous leader. Again, very, very versatile, can shoot it, can drive it, just creates havoc for all defenses around him. And he just can jump through the roof and has some sensational blocks for us that really gets our offense going. And then, of course, you know, Cade Furse is our junior, sharp shooter, you know, averaging over 25 points a game. So when you mix in the rest of the guys that I've already talked about with Furse, it's great. And then Sam Athanas is our shooting guard. Sam's our best ball defender that we have out there. I call him Big Shot Sam, because if you watch any of I think we're up to 5 games now, he's had some fourth quarter threes that have either put us up by 1, put us up by 13. He's just he's the guy who puts the needle in the coffin every night for the other team, just by whacking big threes every game. And then, you know, the heart of our team is Ben Hurd. He's another football player that when he steps on the floor, his presence is there. He rebounds like Dennis Rodman. He's just an absolute madman. And then I got 3 young guys, Preston Potter, Milo, and Ben Jacobson, who come in and give us more depth, you know, to make us more versatile. So it's been a great, great group of boys, you know, that are getting good minutes.
Tim, you know, when you mention those names, so I go back covering North Shore sports too many years now to admit, but you got Athanas and Twomley, 2 names that are very prominent in Manchester Essex athletics, or Manchester athletics. Yeah.
No, I mean, it's crazy with those guys. You know, Sam's dad played you can look at Sam's siblings or his parents. You know, Lily's playing at Georgetown, and then both his parents played sports in college. His dad was an unbelievable basketball player, unbelievable youth coach for all these kids. And Twomley, you know, of course, he played at BC. And it's just a great name. And then you get the first name, you know, where the sisters at Georgia, you know, their brother scored 1,000 points at Manchester. So So it's been a lot of siblings doing things that are, you know, really, you know, I think leading to the success of their younger siblings.
Well, Tim, you know, with all that height, if I were a member of the Cape Ann League, I wouldn't want to be facing you guys, that's for sure. So tell me, just give me a quick little note on the Cape Ann League as it's played out so far this year. What are your observations on the league this year?
Yeah, it's been two big games for us in the Cape Ann League to highlight. We opened up with Newburyport, who, again, is sitting on top of the Cape Ann League large in first place again. We were down 10 at half. They have two very versatile big men that are only sophomores that are going to give me headaches for the next couple of years. But we stayed strong. We had some scrimmages early on. We knew we could come back and win if we needed to. And we put up 51 points in the second half versus Newburyport, and just absolutely were able to control that game and win that one. And that was away. It was an opener in a very tough atmosphere. And that, you know, certainly gave us a lot of confidence. And then on Friday night, we played Georgetown, and again, another hostile environment. You know, hostile in a good—I don't know how you can say hostile in a good way—but hostile is a very live atmosphere. They're a very young team, and again, the boys, they're experienced. They stayed composed. We're able to pull off a win versus a very good Georgetown team, giving them that first league loss. So.
Yeah, they've had a great season so far too, as you noted there, for sure. So, last question, Coach. You got Triton Monday afternoon, 5:30 at Triton. So, tell me about that matchup.
Yeah, I mean, Triton's they're similar to us. They're very long. They got some size. They like to play different defenses to switch teams up. But we just got to move the ball around. And make sure we find an open guy. And, you know, we remind the team all, when you have that much talent, you have to remind yourself, guys, there's only one ball. Who shoots the ball is created by what the defense gives you. And that's something, you know, we stress to our boys a lot and take what the defense gives you. And as long as we're able to do that, we should be able to be successful, you know, versus Triton.
Well, you make it sound pretty simple, Coach.
Well, that's the way life is. You know, I've been at it long enough. I think my early years, I used to try to overcomplicate it and try to coach the snot out of the ball. And it's much easier if you give the freedom to the kids and you get the kids to buy in and let them do it. It's been much more successful this year doing it that way.
All right. Tim, anything else you want to share with us about Manchester Essex basketball that I did not ask you about?
Yeah. I mean, the only... you know, thing to add is, you know, we about with my assistant Ralph Quinn. He's been with me for 7 years, so he filled in and coached for me on versus Georgetown on night when I was out with illness. You know, that unexpected illness that everyone seems to get, and just he deserves major kudos for that. So, but I'll be back with Triton, and we're lucky. We're 8-1, and we're excited. We had only lost was Burke, which was a, you know, great game the other night. And we got Randolph and Peabody, and it's exciting for the Hornet.
So. You got it. Tim, thanks so much for your time. Congrats to you, the team, the coaching staff on your success so far this year. Best of luck the rest of the way. And, again, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Bill.
Tim St. Laurent, boys basketball coach, Manchester Essex High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.